Dreamscape presents Groundswell by Katie Lee. Copyright 2011 by Katie Lee. This audiobook was recorded by arrangement with Gallery Books, a division of Simon & Schuster. Read by Colleen Marlowe. Groundswell. Noun. A perfectly even and balanced series of waves or swells caused by a distant storm or disturbance. Also known as ideal surfing conditions. For whatever we lose, like a you or a me, it's always ourselves we find in the sea. E.E. Cummings. Prologue. Fifth Avenue looked like a processional for a royal wedding, jammed with black town cars, Mercedes, and Maybachs. A sea of people behind metal barricades filled the sidewalk, and the light of flashbulbs flickered just ahead. As our car slowly approached the Metropolitan Museum of Art, I took a deep breath and rubbed my palms on the seat.
"You okay?"
Garrett asked, tilting his head to look at me with an amused expression on his face.
"You're not going to stroke out on me, are you?"
I gave him a half smile. If I did, could I get out of going to the Met Gala tonight?
Anna Wintour would hunt you down, and if the stroke didn't kill you, she would do the job herself.
I laughed, picturing Anna Wintour prowling the Lenox Hill emergency room, perfectly coiffed and carrying a Karl Lagerfeld-designed shotgun. Garrett reached out for both of my hands and dried each sweaty palm on the trousers of his Tom Ford tuxedo. Only my husband, blockbuster movie star, could look debonair while blotting my sweaty palms. Then again, he pretty much looked good doing anything. Driving, sleeping, changing the channel, didn't matter what. He just always looked good.
"Remember, Emma, I'm right here next to you. I've got your back. All you have to do is smile."
And then he flashed me his trademark grin, slightly crooked, all charm. I had been married to Garrett for 7 years, and in that time I had gone from country bumpkin college dropout to celebrity wife to successful screenwriter, and I had Garrett Walker to thank for that. He'd fallen in love with me when I was a 22-year-old production assistant on his latest movie, and before I knew it, I was a fixture on his arm at every industry event. When I craved more career satisfaction, he helped me pursue my dream of screenwriting, and last year, my first screenplay became the smash hit of the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?